This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, we're going to spend a lot of time on these tariffs throughout the show today because, I mean, come on. The president let fly on Twitter this morning, as is his wont, talking specifically today, tariffs and trades. Here's what he said, quote, "When a country, USA, is losing many billions of dollars on trade with virtually every country it does business with, trade wars are good and easy to win. Example, when we are down $100 billion with a certain country and they get cute, don't trade anymore. We win big. It's easy." End of quote. And about that quote, we put it to Marketplace with Mitchell Hartman to unpack two things. First, that trade wars are good and easy to win, and that we can just not trade anymore and win big against a country we have a multi-billion-dollar trade deficit with. Here is Mitchell.
Proposition number one, trade wars are good and easy to win.
That kind of tweet reflects a completely antiquated notion of trade.
Jacob Kierkegaard at the Peterson Institute says global companies today are interdependent for raw materials and component parts.
You know, the U.S. buys steel and it sells steel to other countries as well.
In the form of finished goods, cars, airplanes, household appliances, that U.S. manufacturers will have to charge more for because they'll be paying more for steel and aluminum. Which brings us to Proposition 2. Don't trade anymore. We win big. Take Germany and its $64 billion trade surplus with the U.S. Cutting off trade could starve U.S. companies of Germany's top exports, like auto parts and medical devices.
This is where it's going to hurt. Fabricated metal products, electrical equipment, appliances and components, machinery.
Joseph Bruswellis at RSM says a trade war could then escalate to other products and countries.
If there is retaliation, it's almost certainly going to be in agriculture. You look at places like Iowa and Missouri, Kansas and Nebraska, Oklahoma and Texas.
Bernie Baumol at the Economic Outlook Group sums up on the notion of trade wars good.
There is no way it can be done without harming the U.S. economy.
Helping a few industries, like steel, but hurting manufacturers, retailers, farmers, and consumers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.